Hello and greetings from Renewed Life Fellowship Calgary. Welcome to our annual 40 days of fasting. Our theme this year is Time of Renewal. This is our sixth week, and my focus prior today will be on renewal of our strength, our joy, and endurance to stand against the deceptions of our time. Renewal is a time of freshness, making new, revival. We're looking to the Lord for revival. And so we're thankful for this opportunity where we can come and join together as children of God in seeking the renewal that comes from the Lord. So today, will you join me in prayer as we look to the Lord for His guidance? Almighty God, and our Father, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to redeem us back to you. We are thankful today for this opportunity where we can come and cry, Abba, Father. You are a good, good Father. You have been faithful, and for that we are so thankful. As your people, we come today seeking your wisdom and your guidance, seeking spiritual renewal that can only come from you. Yes, Lord, we have drifted from that vital relationship with you. Therefore, it's time to come back to you, Almighty God. First, we seek your forgiveness, and we say as the psalmist, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. We confess our sins, Lord. We confess our shortcomings, Lord, that we have strayed and wandered from you. But oh, we turn to you this day. And as the prophet Isaiah said, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We recognize you as our strength, Heavenly Father. We know that our strength comes from you. And so we ask that you will restore our commitment, our love, our worship to you. Stir us up, Lord. Stir up this spiritual gift that you have placed in your body. And let us recognize the deceptions that come from the enemy that seeks to destroy us. And so we humble ourselves to you as the body of Christ, and we come praying that you will strengthen us and that you will, you know, forgive us and bring us back into the fellowship, a time of renewal, a time of rejoicing. Then we will experience the joy that comes from you. We will experience, oh God, the renewed strength. Our minds and our hearts will be renewed. And so we can worship you in the beauty of holiness. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will visit our local assembly. And not just our local assembly, but your body, the church, Lord Jesus, that is all over the world needing renewal, needing revival, revival that comes from you. Oh, the songwriter said, oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, revival comes from you. We ask that you would send revival in our midst, Lord God, and that you will draw us back to yourself. And we will say as the prophet Isaiah again that says, we will come to your house with rejoicing, and everlasting joy will be upon our head. We will worship you in the beauty of holiness. And so this time, Lord, that we have set aside to bring ourselves to draw closer to you, we recognize that of ourselves, we cannot make this journey. We need you to guide us. We need you to strengthen us. We need you, Lord God, to help us to discern the deceptions of the enemy. We look around us, Lord, and so many have fallen into the traps and have believed the lies of the enemy and have wandered from you. But this day, hallelujah, we ask you, Almighty God, that you will renew our strength. You will renew our joy. You will renew the hope of eternal salvation that you have given us, that as we pray, we will be assured of your goodness and your mercy that is with us all the days of our lives. And so we look to you, Lord God. We pray for every member of your body all over the world, men, women, children, wherever they may be today, in spite of the challenges that we are facing in our world today. But God, we know that you are in control. And so I pray today that you will show your power. Show your power, Lord God, even against this virus that we are battling. Show your power in every corner of the world. And Lord, we will give you praise. We will sing your praises. You are worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and praise. And so this day, we commit ourselves to you. And we say, for thine, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you.